Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, it's time for the spillover. Chris Raff for the building with us, and he is a happy man because Sean Payton is the new head coach of the Broncos. But like you said, Raff, when he walked in here, how dare Tom Brady just bury the good news?
Steals my thunder.
Sean Payton
he did.
Going to
stole my thunder.
Denver. Tom Brady retires is the news today.
Do you think he stole? Like, is that stealing the thunder in the city of Denver? Is Denver's?
Oh
no,
I think they're still fired up. However, you guys were talking about Groundhog Day.
Okay.
Kind of a conspiracy theorist. Tom Brady announced his retirement last year on the very same day. So, is he really retired? Is he?
So we were wrong. It was not right before the Super Bowl last year. Then it was several days before it.
So,
February 1st, both years.
Okay, I do think there was that narrative though that he was stealing thunder from.
There was a narrative.
That was a narrative. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But
might be why he did it the way he did.
What do you mean? He's doing it the same thing. He's doing it the same way.
Time, but he did a full.
Well, remember the Super Bowl.
He did a full press conference, what I'm saying.
The Super Bowl changes every year, too. So last year there was only a week between, and then this week. This
okay.
year
I
two
think
weeks.
That's a – I double-checked that. I think that's 100% inaccurate.
On the week in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
He's getting too
Yeah, accurate. It's been 2 weeks for like forever.
It flip-flops.
Yeah.
No.
Nah. Check that. I'm going to go on record on this.
Let's look into that.
Look into that one.
Well,
check out like
Josh,
that.
Josh.
When was the last game?
Josh, was there a week between
right
the Super Bowl last
yeah.
year?
Yeah. Because some years they play the Pro Bowl after, and then some years they play the Pro Bowl before.
Raph's right on this. It's recent.
I can remember a time when it was. I remember that was – it has happened. I don't believe that happened last year. I don't believe that.
I don't recall.
Right now anymore, they want that 2 week buildup for all the. There's just tons of stuff going on.
I remember 2 weeks in between. Yeah. You know,
well,
one
yeah,
week off.
They've done 2 weeks.
That's typically what it is.
Now, Raph made a really bold statement. He said it switches every other year.
Every other
two
year.
2-1. I'd like to go cash on that one.
I'm with you on that one.
I'd like to go cash on that one. Josh, it could be wrong.
If we're wrong, I'm riding with you on that one. I think it's always in between.
Oh, wait a second. I got intel on my phone.
Intel. We're going intel.
You got intel?
2 weeks for 15 to 20 years. Bush correct.
No, that's
but
not.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Who's that from?
I'm not saying.
That's not true because I
believe it is.
It's from Keith,
Coach,
and he knows
Raph,
a lot.
You better do some research.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
if it's a Keith that I think you're telling me, then it's
no.
Then it's act. Then yeah.
No,
does anyone want to wager? Anyone want to go?
I will wager that within the last 15 to 20 years, there has been a Super Bowl within a week of the divisions.
Was it because of COVID?
No, it was. It's.
It might
happened.
Have been in the last 20s, but I'm telling you, I'm saying last. 15 has been 2 weeks.
No. He's clearly not an NFL
market. I'm going to disagree on that one.
Wow. All right. Well,
I'll disagree with that.
Okay.
Clearly not an NFL market here. With it, we don't know this.
Yeah. Well, regardless, there's been big news the last 2 days of Sean Payton to the Broncos, DeMeco Ryans to the Texans, and now today Tom Brady retiring from the NFL. You believe this is for sure. We got the video. Because the last time he had the press conference, had the long statement.
I would believe
it. He came back.
I believe
it. We're all riding with he's done, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't very good this year. It's obvious he's 46 in this show.
I'm jumping on the other side. I'm not fully convinced.
Really?
Well, I was like doing a little study and just kind of curious about the 49ers. Because he always wanted to play for the 49ers. That's where he grew up at. He watched the catch to Dwight Clark. Him and his dad were up in the stands there. The 49ers only have $9 million in cap money spent out on two quarterbacks right now.
Okay.
So if the 49ers came up to Tom Brady and said, hey, would you want to play, you know, another year with us? I think there's that chance. Then I also think, too,
that's a good
that
point.
I want to watch what his training regimen was. Like last time, I kind of was like, he said he retired, but he's still working out and stuff like that. Would it be something that maybe midway through the year next year, so a team comes up to him and says, hey, we need to make a playoff push. We need a quarterback. If he's continually working out. So I told AD on the drive here that I'm looking forward to, if he does not play all of next year, then yeah, he's truly retired. But I'm not closing that door quite yet.
I get you. Now, here's the thing about those guys. They do this, a lot of athletes, not just football players, a lot of athletes do this where they retire. And then life, they settle into a life that's comparatively ordinary. And they get the itch again. Yeah. You're not going to get the high anywhere else in this world that he got on Sundays. Yeah. So, that'll hit him.
But it's gonna feel real good when he gets that first yearly paycheck from Fox, though.
Yeah, that's
$37.5 million a year.
But that won't be won't experience the same high.
That's so much money. All. I just, like I said, this is a bad day for Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen has done a good job this year. He's been a great analyst with Kevin Burkhardt as the number one team.
Pretty good.
Fox with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman going to ESPN.
Pretty good.
And people thought, oh, Greg Olsen is going to be that good. He has been good. He's had great stories. He's been insightful. He's been very on top of things. And he'll still be broadcasting in some capacity. But, again, Tom Brady's a huge name. But there's no guarantee he's a phenomenal analyst, though. That's not just a given that you're awesome at that job.
The key will be for him, obviously, when you're with Fox, whatever game, if he's always getting a premier game. It's tough to do a game that's not a premier game, that's pre-aligned, and you're like, oh, man, look at this. This is not
Panthers-Browns.
Place is half full and whatever. Right. It's just not. But when you're doing the real game, I think that's where Monday Night Football is so rough. Like,
okay, we have a long answer. Okay.
We're going back to the Pro Bowl.
Holy cow.
Okay. 2-week break between AFC, NFC title games and Super Bowl since Super Bowl I.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm going to disagree.
He just did the research, Raph.
It's not really an opinion. These are facts.
Raph, he did the research here,
I know.
Man.
I understand.
The best part was Raph went last year. He went last year.
Raph. Hey, look up 2022. The 2022 Super Bowl.
So we established that it's always been 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah.
I do believe with Raph.
God, I was with you, Raph.
There's been a 1 week I believe in there, but anyway,
there has been some.
One time. But anyway,
there has been because I'm going.
But now you're going back like they just got to say you lost this one, Raph.
I'm not going to research here.
Hang on.
No, he's going to give us one time. He's going to give us one time. It's happened. Yeah. That's not several. That's one. I think we agree that maybe it's happened once.
Hey,
more than once.
I got it, Josh. Don't worry, Keith. Ways in the NFL has held the Super Bowl 1 week after the conference championship games 7 times.
Oh, yeah.
The last time. Hold on. The last time was on January 26th of 2003. When John Gruden.
So it's been 20 years. You lose, Raph. Take your victory lap here. Yeah, exactly.
When John Gruden's Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Oakland Raiders in San Diego, we all remember that.
Yeah. Huh. So 20 years.
20
ago.
Years.
Gosh, I feel like.
And you did say you retired last year because the Super Bowl is only 1 week. You went.
Oh, boy.
No, I was wrong on that.
It's spicy in here.
I just didn't know it was too.
It's okay.
I felt like we're talking
again. Sports
talk. It's just coffee talk.
It's coffee talk.
Tina Wiener.
Hand to God. Hand to God. I thought it was. Yeah.
All right. God bless you.
Nice. Yeah. How about Josh back there?
Josh
worked
doing
very diligently. He had a lot of.
We made it.
He had both boards scribbling.
He had several boards going.
I want to ask Raph a simple question. Why are you excited about Sean Payton?
He was my choice from the get-go. I like the way he runs his offense.
Okay.
Can he fix Russ?
And I think that he is the one person that is going to fix Russ. He's the one to do it just because I like D'Amico Ryans. I think it was a home run hire for the Texans.
Really?
But for what the Broncos need, I'm not sure if D'Amico Ryans could come in and command that respect from Russ being 36 and Russ being 34, never being a head coach. Sean Payton can come in and be like, hey, been there, done that. I've worked with Drew Brees. Yep. So I think – and he comes from the Bill Parcells lineage of coaches that are not huge on the quarterbacks being the – like,
What?
Russell Wilson was out there last year. There was way too much entourage and stuff going on. He needs to maybe put some of that on the side in the offseason and be a quarterback, football player during the season. Like, if you, whatever you want to do in the offseason, go nuts, do your thing. Get your workouts in, of course. But, like, just the whole, like, having his whole entourage, like, going to away games with him.
Yeah. And coming to practice.
Yeah, that's
coming
not,
to practice.
That's not conducive. You want that team. You want that the gel. Your best teams are the ones that gel, you know. And if they're not hanging out with each other and stuff like that off the field, it probably won't be that successful on the field.
What's you laughing at?
Nothing. I just think about. I still think about the entourage going to games with him. It's just
in practice.
It's hilarious.
But the
man has an entourage at practice.
But the players, as Raph knows, came to the defense of Russ late in the season. Said, "No, Russ is fine." Jerry Jeudy, impassioned speech, basically a speech, just saying, "No, Russ is a great teammate. Great teammate."
Maybe you paid him off to say that.
No, Jerry Jeudy.
He wants to win. I feel that the Russell Wilson. When you get down to the inside, peel him open like an onion, he wants to win more than anyone. I think sometimes you kind of get lost, though, in, you know, just how famous you think you are. And I think last year was one of those. But you come to Denver and everybody's, you know, telling you you're the greatest thing ever. You get lost in that a little bit.
Is this an example, Bill, where head coach more important than quarterback?
It'd be pretty important.
Yeah. This could be one where you pick Peyton. Do you pick Russ or do you pick Peyton to lead that franchise?
For all the jobs that were open right now, I would imagine that Peyton probably could have taken any of them. It'd be a hard time to say he wouldn't be like, oh, no, we don't want him. I'd be available for all of them.
You want Sean Payton.
Why did Peyton want to go to Denver?
Why?
Quarterback. Because he's got an established Super Bowl winning quarterback that's Ooh. Done a lot of good things. Like that. That's one of the reasons. Like that. That's a big difference in what the Houston Texans have. Their quarterback, they're going to draft him. The guy that's going to be going to the Texans.
What else was open?
And so,
well, the Panthers closed. Frank Reich got hired there. The former
Cardinals
head coach.
Was Cardinals, right?
Cardinals is still open.
Still open.
Panthers quarterback is
Sam Darnold for now.
Yeah, trouble.
We'll see. They might draft a guy there. Obviously,
trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
The Cardinals is still open, and I think.
The best
and the Colts is still open. They're looking at Jeff Saturday still, but that's not official.
Colts quarterback.
they don't have one. Yeah.
So
Matt Ryan?
That's why, trust me, there's a connection there. Because it's like, okay, we're going to go someplace. I'm a really good coach. Yeah, we don't need good players. I'll figure it out. No,
but
you don't.
You didn't see Russ this year because you were
coaching. No, he didn't play that well. I agree with that. That's why I asked what his age was. I was like,
34.
How much?
He's 34.
Yeah. So D'Amico Ryans is 36?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they were messing with D'Amico Ryans. You needed an offensive coach, and you needed an established offensive
coach.
Yeah,
I wanted a head coach that had been a head coach before.
Yeah,
Denver struck out the last couple with going with guys that had never been head coaches before.
That's so why like, I was really surprised they were messing around with D'Amico Ryans. Yeah. Not that he's a bad coach.
Oh, he's a great coach.
But not what you need in Denver.
It's going to be interesting to see what he does in Houston because a lot of people had Curtis Stroud. Yeah, Curtis Stroud? Is that his first name? Curtis. Why am I? Yeah, Curtis Stroud. Being the number two pick or whatever.
CJ Stroud.
CJ. I always call him Curtis. Maybe. Yeah,
maybe his first name is Curtis.
Yeah, probably not. But
CJ Stroud.
So, yeah, CJ Stroud. A lot of people had projected CJ Stroud number two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, will this change things? Will Bryce Young possibly move up to number two just because of that Alabama lineage? And
or will he take a defender? We take Will Anderson.
Nah, they'll go quarterback. They need quarterback.
Okay. They got to go quarterback.
Yeah.
Yep. He mentioned Bill Parcells for the listeners out there. Listen to Bill Parcells' Hall of Fame induction speech. It's one of the best. It's outstanding.
Bill
Google
Parcells.
It. Bill,
look it up.
Bill Parcells'
That's
induction
your
speech.
Today,
That's
listeners.
Your homework today, listeners.
Well, I thought TBS was my homework.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Groundhog Day. You watch tomorrow's that. You can't
day.
Watch that
Oh,
today.
They don't show it today?
No. They show it tomorrow.
No.
Tomorrow
Today's
they show
Today is Groundhog Eve, which is another big day, but not as big as Thanksgiving Eve, which we've covered.
As we established. Yeah. Coach February Bush's favorite holidays in order. Thanksgiving Eve, number one. Number two is Easter. And then number three is Groundhog Day.
Yes.
favorite holiday.
This is February 1, everybody.
So
TBS is probably going to stop playing Christmas Story today and then Groundhog Day tomorrow.
Tomorrow, which will be out.
Marathons forever.
Fragile.
All right, that's it for us. The Drive is next with AD and Raph for Bill Bush and Steve Sippel. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.